In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Well, I think many of you know that recently I had another birthday. There have been many, many, many birthdays for me. And because I was born so many years ago, I find so many things about the internet amazing. Absolutely amazing. Early this week, I saw a message on the internet. A message that an old acquaintance of mine had died. I knew him as a pastor in the early years of being a pastor when I was up in Pennsylvania. His name, Pastor Don Green. And one of the things that I've always remembered about Don Green is that he was frequently a chaplain on the Holland American Cruise Line. And he told a story one day among a group of us pastors years ago about what happened on one of those cruises where he was the chaplain with 2,800 guests. The ship encountered a hurricane at sea. And he told, as he was telling the story, he told us that after the very seasoned captain of the ship managed to sail around a terribly large hurricane, he and the captain sat down to have something to drink and to talk about the close call that they had just avoided. The captain told Pastor Green that he had always lived by this simple philosophy: if the sea is smooth, it will get rough. And if it is rough, it will get smooth. And then the captain said, with a good ship like this ship, you can always ride it out. Your ship and my ship always, and especially in difficult and dangerous times, is Jesus Christ. There's none better. With a good ship, we can always ride it out. I can always presume that your life, like mine, can be quite unpredictable. The storms often come in life when we least expect them. But God has promised to be with us. In the Old Testament that the deacon just, actually in the Old Testament that Elaine just read, God says, my chosen ones will be people blessed by the Lord. Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will help. The Old Testament prophet Isaiah speaks about this vision that he had, that had come to him from God above. And in his vision, the king is honest and just and kind and merciful. And the result, living under that king, is a land of peace and harmony. But in our land, this home of the free and the brave, as we observe this year 250 years of independence from a king. We have no peace as a nation. We're deep in a war that we have yet to understand. We're a divided nation to the point that political violence is common. We've come to the place where we're accustomed, surprised, not surprised, to hear of mass shootings in the streets of the cities of this nation, or in the backyard of a family 4th of July picnic. I hear some people saying, we might just have to accept it. What can we do? But this is precisely why we need to hear the words of the prophets from the scriptures and the red printed words of Jesus in the Gospels. When Jesus says, don't stop trying to be peacemakers and to work for the day when the kingdom of God will come. The stories from many of the Old Testament prophets and the messages of Jesus throughout the Gospels are always, always urging us to work at God's purpose for us and for this world. We cannot and must not ever accept the world just as it is, because that's the way it is. A more peaceable world really does begin with each one of you and with me. And so we gather here this evening in the glow of the candles, proclaiming and standing on a rock that will always be under our feet. And that rock is Jesus Christ. Remember this. Before you fully call on him, he will be hearing you. And while we are still speaking, he will be responding. The Holy Scriptures carry that great promise. That promise of God. So I invite you to trust in that. He hears you. He knows you. He loves you. Trust in that, and you will be okay. God has your back.